game. Tariq Elite on Tariq Elite Radio.
Rolling with them thugs from the ROC. Seagull, Seagull in the house. Sick bastard. Yeah. Get your wig pushed back. Bottom wig pushed back. Big in the house.
Still here, never left. Still bust, more or less. Still pump. Bitch.
Young Hova in the house.
Jigga. Yeah. Chris Sipper, six dipper, wrist splitter, nigga.
Hold up, love. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Tariq Elite Radio Show. I am your host. My name is Mr. Tariq Elite. And we're doing our thing right here live in Los Angeles. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. The show is a day late. We're doing the show a day late because I was filming some stuff for Hidden Colors 3 yesterday, so I was very busy working hard on the upcoming film Hidden Colors 3, which should be in theaters around June 2014, and I'm going to keep everybody posted on that. We're going to chop up some real good game on today's show, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to have some callers call in. I'm going to chop up game with the listeners. The phone number is 818-850-5404. So I want everybody to call in with your questions, and we'll be right back after these messages right here on Tariq Elite Radio.
The Roadside 911. The Roadside 911 company not only offers top-of-the-line roadside assistance such as car towing, gas delivery, and unlocking your door and jump-starting your vehicle, they also offer hospital coverage in case you happen to be in an accident. They also offer bail bond coverage if you happen to get caught up in a DUI. And they offer benefits as low as $20 a month. You can't beat that, ladies and gentlemen. Go to theroadside911.com. Again, that's theroadside911.com. Guys, do you know that your testosterone production drops by 2% when you hit the age of 30, and by 40, it takes an even sharper decline? Elite Alchemy has you covered with their Extreme Test dietary supplement, and it's known to break up bound-up testosterone and allowing it to flow freely. Extreme Test dietary supplement is also packed with vitamins and minerals believed to stimulate testosterone production and offer a heightened effect, increasing male enhancement. You get all of these benefits and much, much more for the low price of $38.95. Check out Elite Alchemy's complete line of products. Go to EliteAlchemy.com. Imperial Hustle Entertainment. Now, they give great independent media for urban culture. Check out their magazine that's geared towards models, music artists, and entrepreneurs. It's a perfect, affordable publication for music artists to get their music heard. Their publications are available throughout Southern California and select locations nationwide. Find out more by going to imperialhustle.com or call them at 619-866-4792 and connect with them today. That's imperialhustle.com.
You're now tuning into the king of game, Tariq Elite, on Tariq Elite Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Tariq Elite Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Now, like I said, man, we're doing this show a day late because I was filming for Hidden Colors 3 yesterday. We finally finished principal photography for Hidden Colors 3, so now we're just doing a lot of post-production. So we've been working hard on Hidden Colors 3, and hopefully it will be in select theaters in June, this coming June. So I keep you guys posted on that, but the footage looks great. It's hot film. You should have Hidden Colors 1 and 2, by the way. If you don't have Hidden Colors 1 and Hidden Colors 2, go get that right now, because Black History Month is in a couple of days. Black History Month is about to pop off, so you got to get Hidden Colors for people who really need that information. Get it for people at your school. Get it for people at your job. Get it for your family. Go to HiddenColorsFilm.com and get an authentic copy of it. That's very important, because I hear people say, well, man, black folks need this information. Just getting the information ain't good enough. You got to practice what the information is about. And we're talking about group economics, building an infrastructure. Just having the information just to have it don't mean a goddamn thing. You got to put that into practice, and you put it into practice by practicing group economics. Buy the official authentic copy of the DVD and make sure don't give motherfuckers who have a bootleg copy a pass. That's not the business. And another thing, people, if you buy a bootleg copy, please don't complain. That's the funniest thing in the world, when people buy a bootleg copy of Hidden Colors and then write us complaining about the bootleg.
Hey, this Tariq Nasheed, hey, man, I bought the copy of your movie at a barbershop in Memphis, man, and this shit, it stopped halfway in the movie, dog.
Don't call me complaining, man, you got a bootleg copy. You can get official copies at HiddenColorsFilm.com and official copies at Amazon.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get some calls in a minute. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Today's topic is going to be a deep one. We're going to chop up some game on this one for the fellas. The topic is six things guys should stop doing when it comes to dating, especially on first dates. The six things guys should stop doing. Real fun show. Also, people, don't forget, man, go to TariqElite.com to get the gear. The leather jackets are still on sale. You guys need those leather jackets. It's snowing like a motherfucker on the East Coast right now and in the South. I know in Atlanta, it's snowing like crazy. All types of traffic is messed up down in Atlanta. Shout out to all my people down in Atlanta. I hope everybody gets it together down there with all that snow. I heard it's a fiasco down there in Atlanta. The economy's going to get messed up because all them strippers ain't going to be able to get to work. So I hope all my Atlanta players get it together, and all my Alabama players too. My mom called me from Alabama and said it's snowing out there real heavy. So I hope everybody's all right. Let me get a couple of calls. Let me see who's on the phone. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Jerry Underwood in Tallahassee. How are you, boss?
I'm good. What's going on with you, Jerry?
Not too bad. I just want to ask you a quick question.
Go ahead.
Okay, all right, it's a dating question. Number one, I appreciate all your shows and everything, and here's a big one.
Yes.
At what point do you know when it's time to go charge the girl to the game and just walk away?
Well, you know when to charge it to the game if it's more of a detriment than a reward to deal with it. If you're dealing with a woman and there's too many cons than there are pros, that means it's time to charge her to the game.
Like, even though she makes excuses, like, I'm not trying to blow you off, but it's my girlfriend's birthday, it's this and this and this, do you still hold on, or you just bounce because it's not worth it?
Let me tell you something. If a girl gives a whole bunch of excuses, it's two things that's wrong with it. There's always something wrong. If a girl is like, my car broke down, my girlfriend was sick, my mom got shot, my dog got ran over, everything is a goddamn excuse every time you talk to her. There are two things. Number one, she's full of shit, which is the more likely situation. Or number two, she's a bad luck chick, which you don't need to be around those type of chicks anyway. You understand that?
Okay. Absolutely.
And
man,
there are some bad luck chicks out there who's always got some fucked up shit happening to them. Avoid them. Don't be around them. So charge her to the game. You feel me?
I feel you, but I appreciate that.
No doubt. Thanks for the call, bro. Yes, indeed, man. Avoid those bad luck, excuse-having chicks, because either they're full of shit or they just have negative energy you don't need to be around. Either way, you don't need to be around them. What's going on? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing? My name is Russell from Durham, North Carolina.
Russell from Durham. How you doing, family?
Good. It's first time calling in. Just had two quick comments. One, been listening to your show for about a year. I started around this time last year. I just sort of ran into it. I was looking at some Robert Greene, 48 Laws of Power, and I kept seeing your videos coming up on YouTube underneath. So I clicked onto it and listened to it, man. I've been hooked ever since.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to say you're doing a good job. First maybe month I listened to your show, I had to look in the mirror and said, man, you are simp. And I went against the grain because, I mean, it just, the philosophy goes back to what I knew when I was young, growing up with my uncles, my cousins. I sort of steered away from that, trying to be, more universal, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess the good guy type thing. But I had to look at it. I was like, this is the same stuff my uncle used to say when I was younger. I said, I am a simp.
Yes,
I had
indeed.
To look in the mirror like a crackhead. And I said, you a simp.
Yes,
get
indeed.
Get yourself together.
Yes, indeed.
I appreciate, like I said, your show. I purchased Hidden Colors 1 and 2. I put my sister onto it. When she first heard some of your shows, she was just like, her blood went through the roof, but I had to explain to her. I mean, he's just laying out games, so she's a fan now. Well, so I just tell a lot of people about you. I appreciate what you do.
Much respect, man. Thanks for the call, fam. Yes, at least my man, he looked in the mirror and admitted to being a simp, and that's the first step. You got to admit you have a problem, family. That's the first step into getting that simping out your system. And let's not get it twisted, people. There are certain people who are needed in society. Simps are needed in society, by the way. There's a purpose for simps, by the way. Just like there's a purpose for hoes, there's a purpose for pimps, there's a purpose for drug dealers. Everybody has a purpose in society. Simps have a purpose, too. Who's going to take care of women's kids when they turn 40? You understand? When women turn 40 and they didn't have a whole bunch of kids by thugs and players and all that, who's going to raise them kids when women start getting middle-aged? You need simps for that. So simps are needed out here. But you have to look in the mirror and just admit to what you are. Some dudes are comfortable with being simps. Some dudes are not comfortable with being simps. Y'all want to get into some game or should I take another call? Let me take another call. Then I'll get into some game. Then I get into the topic of the show. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, this is Tony in Richmond, Virginia. How you doing, Flex?
Hey, Tony. How you doing, family?
I'm doing great, man. Shout out to everything that you've done for us, man. Thank you for introducing me to Dr. Claude Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
Changed my whole outlook on life.
Yes, indeed. That brother's
group
the truth.
Economics. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it's great. I don't want to ask for the topic because I don't want to get the sound bite.
Yes, indeed.
But
are you going to ask? Did you really want to ask?
I'm not going to do it.
But did you want to ask? You wanted to ask, didn't you?
No, I'm not going to ask.
Because you know what I was going to hit you with. You know what I was going to hit you with.
Get out of here, you damn nigga.
I was going to get you.
I didn't want it, so that's why I was like, nah, I ain't going to do it. But you done a great job, brother.
Much respect. Is it snowing out there you're in Virginia or West Virginia?
Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond,
Virginia.
Federal
capital.
Okay, is it snowing out there?
Yes, it has. They closed a lot of the schools. They didn't do anything for the side roads. The main roads are fine.
Okay.
But it's cold as crap, but okay. We're going to make it through.
Yes,
we're going to make it through. But I'm sorry.
Go ahead, man. Okay, man. Let me get to the topic, man. But thank you for the call, family. All right. My man from Richmond, Virginia out there. I didn't mean to cut the brother off. I just wanted to get the show flowing. So let's get into the topic, family. Today's topic, we're talking about six things guys should stop doing immediately when it comes to dating and dealing with ladies, especially when you first start dealing with ladies, fellas. These are some of the things you need to stop doing. Now, number one, the first thing, fellas, you need to stop doing, you need to stop becoming emotionally invested in your jump-offs. And I got an email from a gentleman a couple of days ago. He said, hey, what's up, Tariq, man? I got this little female I'm dealing with. I'm a black dude. I got a little white girl I'm dealing with. She's average. She ain't nothing, you know, special. She's an average little white chick. We got a hotel and we did our thing. We did the do. And I found out immediately after she left the hotel with me, she went and hooked up with two other brothers. Not just one other dude, but another dude. Two other dudes. And I found out about this because she basically admitted to it. Now I'm feeling a certain way about it. Should I just let her go? What should I do? And I say this to him, and I let him know this. You can't let her go because, number one, you never had her. I mean, this woman is clearly a jump off. The fact that you went and got the room and tapped it, did you think you were special? That's jump off material. There's nothing wrong with that. And this sounds like one of those chicks, one of those white chicks who just likes, you know, bobbing up and down on soul poles just to get it out of their system. So she's just trying to get all the dick in until she, you know, gets wiped up by some dude when she gets 35, 40 years old. And by that time, she'd be like a Republican or something. Go ask Sarah Palin how she got down. Go check out that book they wrote about Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin was getting it in on the soul pole when she was in college, according to some of these books that's out there. But the thing is, man, a jump off is a jump off. Stop getting emotionally attached to women. if you hit it very easily, most likely some other cats are hitting it very easily. That's not a good or bad thing. It is what it is. See, a lot of dudes think that because a woman is doing some real freak shit on them, that they're special. Because that's your ego talking. You want to believe that you met this woman and the chemistry just popped off and she felt your vibe and she just wanted to gobble on dick like a turkey in the forest. Because you were so special and the vibe was so special. But you don't know that dick gobbling is her MO. That's what she does. And that's okay. I don't look down on the dick gobblers. We need dick gobblers in life. Everybody has a purpose, like I said. Some people have a purpose to cure cancer. Some people have a purpose of feeding the homeless. Some people have a purpose of gobbling dicks. That makes the world go round. And the thing is, fellas, when you deal with women like that, don't get emotionally hurt, emotionally bent out of shape. Just be cool. It was your turn at the moment and just keep it pushing. It was your turn that night. In your case, brother, who sent me the email that hour because she went and gobbled on more dicks later on that night. So she was a serial dick gobbler. I mean, she was attacking dicks like Jeffrey Dahmer attacking niggas. But the thing is, stop being emotionally invested in women who are basically jump-offs. A jump-off is a jump-off, not good or bad, and I don't say jump-off in a negative way, but it is what it is. As the old saying goes, please stop trying to turn hoes into housewives. Now, number two, the second thing, fellas, that you need to stop doing, you need to stop keeping tabs on things you buy for women, and I've talked about that recently. Fellas, you seem petty when you do that. And when you keep tabs on things you buy women, and I'm talking about little stuff, like if you go out and you get a meal or you go and get a snack or you go to a carnival or something and you keeping tabs on, hey, I bought you some cotton candy and some kettle corn and I bought you a corn dog. Don't do that. That's some real petty shit. And also, it looks like you're trying to barter for sex, because when women see you keeping tabs on everything, she's like, okay, damn, this nigga is trying to get up a pussy tab on me. And you don't want that. You don't want women to think that. And you don't want to be that type of dude. See, the thing is, man, when it comes to spending money, you don't have to go splurge. But the thing is, you have to make it seem like the money you're spending is not a thing. You know, a lot of times when I would go out in my single player days, I would take girls to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles. Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in Hollywood. You get the number 9 special, you get two of those. That would come out to a little bit less than $20. It came out to like 19 something, I think. But the meal was always under $20. And it was a nice, cool first date spot. And what I would do after the date, after we would eat our meal with whatever girl I was with at the time, when I left the place and went out in the street or went to our car, if I saw a homeless dude, I would give a homeless dude a $20 bill. Right in front of the girl. So what kind of message does that send? That sent a very powerful message. That sent a message to the girl. That $20 I spent on you, I give that same $20 to a homeless motherfucker. So that's the value you have to me at this moment. At this moment, while I'm getting to know you, you're no more valuable to me than a homeless dude on the street. I just gave charity, and this meal I gave was charity too. That's the underlying message that you're doing without being insulting. Because a lot of times when you make a big deal out of it, I'm going to take you to Roscoe's, I'm going to get you a nice dinner, it's the delicious food. When you make a big deal out of it, you're putting extra value on the female. When I take them on a date and then go out and give a homeless person a 20, I'm taking the value away from her, because now it shows that I'll give that money to people who I think need it. So it's a charity thing and it's nothing to me. So that establishes you're not more valuable than me on the date. It's not an insult, but it's just letting her know that you're not more valuable than me on this date. I'm not taking you out because I value you any more than I value myself, which a lot of guys do. They start putting women on pedestals, and then when women see dudes putting them on pedestals and it's unwarranted, women start getting extra with it because they want to get everything they need to get before guys realize that she ain't as special as they think she is. You know what I'm saying? Women know whether they're special or not, and they know whether they're full of shit or not, or they know whether they're ratchet or not. They know. So a lot of times, women want to get everything they need to get before guys wake up to that. When women see dudes splurging their little money, they're like, oh, shit, he don't know that I just sucked 3 niggas' dicks last week. He don't know this, and I'm going to get all these goodies before he finds out. So you don't have to keep tabs on everything you buy. Don't splurge your money, though. And that brings us to number 3. Stop taking women that you just met to expensive spots. That's another mistake a lot of guys make. You meet a woman, you want to take her out to one of the most fanciest spots in town. And I've talked about this a million times on the show. You don't want to do that. As a matter of fact, you should not take women to an expensive spot. And when I say expensive, I mean, like, to me, Red Lobster is a little bit too much. And Red Lobster is a cheap spot, by the way. But Red Lobster and above, you shouldn't be hitting up spots like that until you hit it at least twice. Let me say that again for my players who are a little slow with it. Do not take women to expensive restaurants unless you've hit it at least twice. Now, why twice? Because the thing is, if you hit it one time and then you take a woman to an expensive restaurant, now it's going to look like you pussy-whooped, and you don't want that either. You don't want to look like you pussy-whooped. A woman, you hit it and you immediately go out and make reservations to Crustaceans in Beverly Hills. You don't want to do that because now it's going to look like, okay, I got me a simp. That's what's going on in her mind. But you hit it a couple of times and you say, okay, well, let's go to a nice spot because now she has earned that to a certain degree. And it ain't about you being whooped. You just feel like you can take it to the next level. But don't do the expensive date thing when you first met somebody, even if they suggest it. Because if a woman is suggesting that you take her to an expensive spot when you just met her, a lot of times she has a dude. And she wants you to do the things her dude ain't doing, which is splurging a lot of money. And if her focal point is you taking her to an expensive spot, that's not a good look. So if you meet a woman and she wants to go out and you're like, hey, let's go out tomorrow night. She's like, okay, yeah, there's a new Nobu restaurant that's open. No, you say, no, Nobu. There's a nice little Chipotle a few blocks down the street from where you live. I'm going to get you a delicious-ass burrito. And we're going to keep it real breezy around this motherfucker. Now let's go to number 4. Before I go to number 4, let me take a call real quick before I get to number 4. Let me take a call. Let me see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello?
Hey, what's up, player?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I have a question for you, man.
Okay, first, what's your name? Where you from, brother?
Oh, my name is David Ross, and I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
There you go, David Ross from San Antonio. So what's on your mind?
Hey, man. Hey, I had a question, man. You know, first of all, I give you props on The Hidden Colors, all that.
Much respect.
I'll give you props on all your books, because yes. That should help me out tremendously.
Yes,
but,
indeed.
Okay, I've been running into a problem. Okay, I've been spitting at the Dons at the club, right?
Okay.
And, okay, I'll get rejected. Okay, so, whatever. I charge it to the game, whatever. But then I'll be in the club, and maybe a week later, 2 weeks later. And then, you know how, like, when you're in a club and you see somebody, like, you meet eyes with somebody, like, that you know, and Right. You know they know you, but they don't really know you?
Right.
Like, if that makes sense. Well, whatever, like, the same Johns that I'll talk to, they'll look at me, not like in a condescending way or in a bad way. They'll look at me, like, in a weird way. It's like, But then I'd be like, should I spit game? But I'm like, well, no, they already, like, you know, told me no. I was like, how should I, like, is there so much to do with that situation? I just charge for the game, just forget about it? Is there anything? Like,
well,
you know what it is?
You know why they're looking at you? Because the thing is, it's the energy you're giving off. You've already been rejected, and you're still giving off that thirsty energy. You're still giving off that, please give me one more chance energy. And they're looking at you like, well, this nigga going about his business. Which you should keep it pushing and keep campaigning for other women, because the fact that you're looking at these women still shows that your energy is thirsty and they can pick up on that. If a woman rejects me, I'm not even looking in her direction again. She don't exist no more. I'm looking at the other female. So stop looking at the women who reject you. Charge it to the game. Put your ego aside and just let that shit go and just keep on campaigning at the other women. You feel me?
Cool. I appreciate you.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks.
My dude is at the club straight staring him down. He's going back a week later with that look like, you remember rejecting me last week? Has anything changed? Don't give him that look, dude. Women are looking at this dude like he's creepy as hell. My God. All right, anyway, let's get back to the game of the six things that guys should stop doing. Now, another thing guys should stop doing, guys, really stop doing this. Especially when you're talking to female friends on the phone or having a casual conversation with women that you like. A lot of things dudes do, you try to be too accommodating to women. So fellas, stop giggling too much when you talk to women. That's one thing you need to stop immediately, guys. A lot of times you're talking to a woman and the woman says something witty or like a halfway joke, and these dudes out here start giggling a little bit too much. You sound like a chick. Like a woman might say something like, oh man, it's snowing outside. I'm not going in the snow because when my hair get wet, it just turns into an afro. And the niggas start laughing. Oh, afro, oh damn. Oh, an afro girl, you crazy. An afro. This girl said an afro girl, you a fool. Nigga, kill yourself. Just fucking kill yourself with all that giggling. You worse than a chick. I've seen dudes do that. Women say something, you giggling like a goddamn hyena. That ain't fly. You ain't impressing the woman, all that giggling, dude. Keep it real mackish. Keep it smooth. Chuckle. Keep it pushing if she says something witty. But don't force yourself to laugh at her bullshit. She knows she ain't that witty. You ain't getting brownie points with all that giggly ass-kissing bullshit y'all doing. Stop that immediately, oh grinning niggas. Now let's go to number five. The fifth thing, fellas, that you should stop doing, stop acting so jealous too soon, fellas. You gotta check yourself. A lot of dudes are very jealous and they get very territorial around women that they just met. And you don't want to have that kind of energy, dude. Women aren't impressed by a dude they just met acting jealous, because that just shows insecurity. That doesn't show that you care about the woman a lot. She's not going to take it like, oh, he's jealous, he must really like me. No, she's looking like, this nigga's jealous, he's very insecure. There's some real jealous dudes out there. Some women can't even go to movies with dudes without him being jealous. You got dudes out here that'll take a woman to go see a movie like The Best Man Holiday. And then after the movie, the niggas start checking the woman. Hey, baby, let me holler at you for a minute. I feel a certain way about you, man. We're watching the movie. I don't like the way you're looking at Morris Chestnut on the screen. Like, what the fuck? What you talking about, nigga? Yeah, when Morris Chestnut came in that scene with his shirt off, I saw you lick your lips a little bit. I licked my lips, nigga. I was eating popcorn. I was licking the butter off my lips. You weren't licking the motherfucking thing but your lips, and I don't like that shit. I feel a certain way. This nigga, kill yourself too. Women don't like no jealous dude. Every time another dude come around, even on a movie screen, you looking at her to see what her reaction's gonna be. That's some insecure dude shit. Let me tell you something. I told this before. When I would go to the club back in the day, I'd meet girls. I'd chop up game with them. And, you know, a lot of dudes, they get very territorial. They meet a woman they hit it off with at the club. You want to handcuff her all night. You want to post up with her all night. You don't want to let her go. You start marking your territory with the woman and you act like that's your lady that night. But I would tell girls all the time, I meet them, have a good vibe with them, have a good rapport with them. then I tell him, look, why don't you do this? Go mingle with some of these other guys here tonight. And when I would tell him that, that would throw him off. They're like, really? Why do you want me to mingle with other guys? I thought you and I were hitting it off. I'm like, yeah, we're hitting it off, but what I want you to mingle with some of these other dudes, because when you talk to them and see how whack their game is, that's going to make me look all the more better. And they would get a kick out of that. They like that. And I meant it, too. I was dead-ass serious. I wanted them to go mingle with some of these other cats because I knew their mouthpiece weren't as crisp as mine. So I would tell them, go mingle with these dudes, get them to buy little drinks and talk that old dusty nigga bullshit that they talk, and then later on tonight, we're going to go get breakfast or something. And women felt that. They felt the confidence in that, because I meant every word of it, by the way. I'm not about to handcuff you up in the club. I don't have to, because I'm about to go get some more women just like you up in this motherfucker. I'm out here single, ready to mingle. That was my mentality. I ain't trying to wipe you up. I'm building me a little team to choose from this week. That's how you got to think when you're on that single vibe. And they respected that. No jealousy. Women don't respect jealousy. They like a dude who's very secure with himself. Now let's get to number six. Now number six, fellas, what you're going to have to stop doing, stop being too concerned with women's thoughts. Now, that doesn't mean to negate women's thoughts, but don't be too concerned with women's thoughts when you just met the woman. If she ain't your lady, because all of this stuff applies to the initial dating stage. I'm not talking about if you're in a relationship with none of this. This is about the initial dating stage. When you're meeting a woman, you're getting to know them. A lot of times, dudes will get too concerned with the random thoughts of a woman. See, the thing is, fellas, a lot of women like to think out loud. So a lot of stuff they might say, you don't put too much stock in it, because they don't put too much stock in it. They're just thinking out loud. They might say something like, I might have to get my hair done today. Oh, I might have to go to the mall to get me some clothes. I might have to go to the grocery store. I think I need to go to Target. You know, women just start saying shit thinking out loud. Some dudes don't know how to take that, though. A woman says something, some random thought. A woman is on the phone with a guy, talking to a dude who likes her, but he's in the friend zone and don't know how to get out. And she's just on the phone with the guy thinking out loud. Wow, it's snowing so hard out here in Atlanta. Oh, man, I feel like I might be getting the flu. So the simp on the phone, he hears that. He's like, okay, I'm gonna call you right back. This nigga hang up the phone and then show up at the woman's house an hour later with a thermos full of herbal tea and some Vicks Vapor Rub. And she's looking at him like, what? Jimmy, what you doing over here? What? You here said you're getting the flu, so I went and got you something to drink and something to help your cold. Well, no, I'm not sick, Jimmy. You didn't have to do that. And how'd you get over here? The traffic in Atlanta is messed up. Freeways are closed. How'd you get over here? I had borrowed my neighbor's pit bulls, and I made a bobsled to get over here to help you. You know, one of those old overly concerned-ass niggas, you think you're doing something admirable, but the woman is looking at you like the world's biggest damn simp. So you don't want to be that kind of dude either. You don't want to be too concerned with women's thoughts. Sometimes women think out loud. Just let that shit roll off your back. Don't even trip on it. Don't put too much stock in it. Let me get a couple of calls before we get up out of here. What's going on? Who's calling?
What's going on, Tariq?
What's up? Who is this?
It's Rob, man. Calling from Augusta, Georgia.
What's going on, Rob? Is it snowing out there in Augusta, too?
Yeah, well, it was, man. I'm glad I didn't get caught up in that craziness in Atlanta, man. They went crazy up there.
I see. So what's on your mind, Rob?
Well, I'm trying to get some information on here in Colors 3. Me and my homegirl, we worked together and got the Jada Pinkett and Jay-Z film down here, the Free Angela Project, and we want to do the same thing, man. As far as with the Hidden Colors 3, whenever it gets ready to drop, man, we pre-sell the ticket.
Okay. Yeah, email me about that. I mean, we can politic about that. My email is info@tariqelite.com, and we can chop up game about that. And we're looking at Hidden Colors 3 to be released around June. So I will keep you guys posted on that, all right?
All right. Appreciate it, fam. And I've been checking out you stream and all your old YouTube things, man. I'm getting ready to cop the book soon.
Yes, sir. Much respect, fam. Thanks for the call. Oh, yeah, speaking of my books, y'all get all my books at Amazon.com. Now, Amazon, for some reason, I don't know if they still say that some of my books are sold out. That's some kind of glitch on Amazon. But you can still get my books, and it'll be delivered within a few days. For some reason, it still says that they're sold out. They're not sold out on Amazon. If you go to Amazon and buy the books, you can get them still. You can also get my books at BarnesandNobles.com. My book, The Art of Mackin', get that. My book, The Elite Way, get that. My book, The Art of Gold Digging, get all of those books at Amazon and BarnesandNobles.com. Get that today. And don't forget to go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, get Hidden Colors 1 and 2, and go to TariqElite.com. Get the Cooperate shirt, the Cooperate hat, the Liberty shirt, the Liberty white and black t-shirt, all that good stuff. And I got some new clothes coming for TariqElite.com. We got some boots and dress shirts coming real soon. I'll keep you guys posted on that. Let me get up out of here, family. It's been real. I will holler at you guys Sunday on Ustream after the Super Bowl. Peace.